Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, beautiful listeners. You are beautiful. This is the voice of Jamie. It's not, I mean, it is the voice, but it's actually me sitting here talking into the microphone. Francis isn't here. Well, I don't actually know where Francis is. I think he's driving up the M1 to London. Or it might not be the M1 because he's coming from Wiltshire. Isn't the M1 from Leeds to London? I don't know. Listen, I don't even drive, so I don't know the roads. Anyway, I digress. But I want to let you know, we have a bonus episode for you right now, which I'm super excited about. I got to sit down with the lovely Anne-Marie, who is, yeah, I could probably say this, one of the world's biggest pop stars at the moment. She sings that song 2002, which I love, many more. She's touring, supporting Ed Sheeran. They're best friends. I feel like me and her are best friends now. We spoke about me and her. We spoke about, actually, weirdly, we got onto the subject of anxiety, which I hadn't actually mentioned before, but, you know, I suffered with it, and so does she. And being a pop star, it's pretty crazy that you can go on stage and also suffer with this problem, which I'm sure relates to a lot of you guys who are listening. It was a super fun episode. Francis, I said, you know, he wasn't there, but it was just me and her really chilling. Now, I know we always normally have the diary and that is always going to be there. But if it's just an individual episode, I sometimes think it's just better without the diary, more of a conversational one, you know what I mean? So yeah, she was wicked. Also, I want to mention one other thing is that obviously our tour tickets are still on sale. www.privatepartspodcast.com. Francis and I are touring all round the country. Okay, it's not a live podcast, as a lot of people keep asking, but it's more, we've just written a play where we mention and talk about all of the stories. Now, most of the stories you would never have heard of. It's pretty naughty. It's a lot of fun. I potentially get naked. So, actually, I do get naked. So come check it out. Go onto the website. As I said before, I'll leave the link below in the description. But yeah, hey, listen, Anne-Marie is a freaking rock star in every sense. I really love this episode. So hey, take it away. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where I read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. Join me today. Dude, this is so kick-ass. Anne-Marie.
Hey.
Hey, dude. How are you? How are things?
I'm good.
Not exhausted at the moment?
Yeah, I feel a little tired, but I just feel like that's the norm now.
Okay, I have exactly the same thing, okay? Because you know where... I think when we were younger, when we were growing up, when we didn't get sleep, we were like, God, we were knackered. But now we just are always tired, right? So it's just, you just get used to it.
Feels normal.
Because you must be flying all around the world. You must be doing so many different things.
Yeah. It's funny because the Ed tour, he does like 4 shows in a row sometimes. And
wait,
then
what do you mean 4 days in a row?
Yeah. So we'll go to a country and then we'll have 4 shows in a row. And then we'll have like 2 days off traveling to the next place.
Yeah.
And he'll have those 2 days off, but I'll be like coming home and doing stuff. So like I literally have no time to just chill. So at the moment, like my eyes do feel like they're burning through my skull.
But that's the thing. I suppose, like, okay, this is, let's start from the beginning, right? Because as like a little girl, right, doing karate, and you kicked ass at karate, you kind of like did, won so many competitions and things like that. Did you ever think that you'd be touring the world now? You
know? No way.
Like, you know, your best friend's one of, you know, Ed Sheeran, who is, I mean, he needs no introduction, it's Ed Sheeran. You at the moment are just bossing it, man. And also, and the other thing is, I remember I met you when you had done, we did a TV show
together,
right?
Yes, we did.
And you were just kind of like kicking off and doing things, and you'd just been with Rudimental doing some stuff and things like that. And you were the nicest person, not only talented, but super nice. And sometimes I think with people who are kind of on that way up, they're not that friendly a lot of the time. And so what success you're having right now, you deserve every single bit of it.
Oh, thanks.
No, dude, of course. But also, was it always a dream to do that? Or was it kind of like...
to be honest, like, with my life, I've never really thought to myself, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I've never really known what I wanted to do. I've just kind of experienced what I've been doing at the time, but always tried to be the best in it. So, like, no matter what I'd do in my life, I would be like, the best. Yeah, I try.
But where does that come from?
I don't know where it comes from. I'm really not sure. Like, my mum's a primary school teacher. She's, like, really calm and cool. And my dad's... Well, my dad's a little crazy, but he's, like... He's not in the music industry. He's not, like, on that side of it. So I don't know where that has come from, but I...
Are you, like, an only child?
No, I've got an older sister, but she's kind of the same as them. She's a singer as well, and she does, yeah, like, performing and stuff like that. But I don't know, I just seem a little bit different, and I don't know why or where that's come from. But as soon as I started karate, I just wanted to just win the world championships, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I did. And then...
But do you have that thing, what I have sometimes, where it's actually, like, where you almost visualise it? And, like, so many people talk about, like, visualising stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you... Like, honestly, I remember I used to visualise things, and, like, I remember as a kid, I visualised, I was like, you know, I went to this new school, and I thought, you know where I'm going to be cool at this school is I'm going to be, like, in a play. I'm going to play, like, some really cool guy, and everyone's going to watch me, and they're going to think I'm cool. That fucking happened.
No way.
I played Boulder in Smike, this play, and I was, like, the cool kid with the Mohican, and everyone was like, that kid's cool. I'm not even kidding.
No way. So did you thought that?
And honestly, I, like, was thinking it, and so things like that. Do you visualise stuff, or you just kind of want, you think to yourself, I just want to be the best, and then it becomes the best?
I actually say it out loud to, yeah, like, the universe. So, like, I'm sitting in bed, I'm like, okay, what do I want? And I just say it, and then it seems to happen. It's the same as you, like, yeah, visualising it, thinking about it. Like, I just say it out loud.
But then, okay, but then when you now, you kind of soared up and did these kind of things, and slowly by slowly, like, you started to take over the world.
Mm.
And what was there, like, a, like, moment where suddenly you were literally like, this is actually now kicking off?
Yeah, I think it was all very slow. Like, when I last saw you, it was long ago. Like, yeah, I've
but
been working.
It's not that long ago. Yeah. It's like 3 years or something.
Yeah, but that is a long time. Like, to be writing music nearly every day and just be touring every day, that's, like, a long time to do that. And I feel like because it took that much time, like, that's why I am like I am. Like, I didn't just snap to that, like, number one hit. She's famous all around the world. Like, it was a really gradual slope for me, and I think that's why I'm the same as what I've always been. Mm-hmm. And also, the way what you were saying before about how I was nice, like, I just think that's, I think everyone should be like that. Like, Ed Sheeran's like that.
Is he? So he's,
yeah,
just exactly the same.
He's
thing.
He's exactly the same. Like,
yeah, but
one
people
of the biggest...
people are fucking arseholes sometimes.
I know, but I don't get it. I don't get, yeah, why people like that. Why do you have to be like that?
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
But then the other thing is that, like, you know, you're, because you're, you know, you're a young girl, all these kind of things, like, and you're touring all around the world. How do you, you know, relationships and stuff like that, how do you even begin to even think about those kind of things?
What, like, a boyfriend?
Yeah, like a boyfriend.
I don't think you think about it.
Do you not?
No.
Do you not?
Because, honestly...
Do you just have boyfriends in every country? Because if that's what I would do.
I'm just on Tinder. No.
If I was touring and I was a guy, I would just be like, okay, Brazilian girlfriend, I'm gonna, yeah. Or like, hey, Mexican girlfriend,
yeah,
I'm coming in hot this week.
Yeah. Okay. I just think, honestly, like, I have no time to think about anything else. It's weird because when I was first getting into the industry, I was like very easily sidetracked by other stuff, and I didn't really put everything into it. I was, yeah, chilling and also writing music at the same, but I weren't really working, like, as hard as I could. And I remember someone saying to me, like, what are you thinking about? And I'd be like, well, I'm meeting my friends after. And they'd be like, no. If you want to make it, your brain has to be completely full of music. Like, if someone asks you what you're thinking about, you're thinking about the next song you're going to write, or you're thinking about this artist that you want to work with, or you're writing, you know what I mean?
So it was literally like that. So the entire time it was like, you have to, it's either you dedicate everything to,
yeah,
it, or it's just nothing at all.
Which is also why karate kind of took a back step as well.
Shit, but that's also probably why you were so good at it, because karate, like, you know, we just did some karate, and in order to be the best at it, you really have to become a part of the sport.
Yeah.
Like, it's not only mental, but it's physical, it's,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So weirdly, that kind of karate background would have taught you, given that work ethic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel like if I didn't do karate in my life, I'd have a completely different outlook on everything.
But this is the other thing, okay, right? Because, you know, as I said, you're touring, doing all these kind of things. Is there something that... Is it different to what you imagined, or is it better than you imagined, or is it worse than you imagined? And be completely honest.
I think it took longer than what I thought.
Really?
I thought that you put a song...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Out and then you're there and then you just keep making music and you travel around and
you just go and vibe in the back of a van, you play like instruments, yeah, and you make songs, yeah, and you just go all
yeah
round.
I thought it was going to be easier,
yeah,
but I actually liked that it was harder because I just love it. I love
really?
I just love things that you think you can't get and then you just get them. That's what I love.
But do you not get, because I would, the thing with me is that When you're at, I heard like someone, Justin Bieber saying this one thing the other day where he said like sometimes fame is like a prison.
Yeah.
And you now are, you're super famous.
Mm.
And your fans go freaking cray cray.
Yeah.
They literally go nuts for you.
Yeah, they go in.
So even though you love them to bits and amazing, but that kind of fame, is it like scary sometimes?
Yeah. It scares the shit out of me. Like,
but why? Why does it scare the shit out of you?
Because, well, I've always been a bit like, I love being around people, but I don't like the thought of people looking at me.
Yeah.
Which is really weird in this career.
I know what you mean though.
Because
I know what you mean.
I have to go on stage and people look.
Yeah.
But it's, I've always had that anxiety. I don't, whenever I walk into a room, someone else has to walk in first, so they've kind of got the attention away from, it's all a bit much.
But do you win how much of a juxtaposition that is, of the fact that you're on stage doing these kind of things, but then when you're like, so in front of like a big audience, you're kind of like super fine, this is relaxed, but then when you're
off stage, as soon as I walk off, I'm like this, get me like somewhere comfortable. It's really weird. I just suffer from anxiety, and that's the scary thing about fame, is that you have to deal with it. You just have to. Like, there's, I don't know how to deal with it, but I'm having to just push through. Because
I've got it as well.
It's so weird, isn't it?
But did you start getting anxiety when you became famous? Or
more?
Like,
yeah. Like yeah. I didn't know I had anxiety before. I always knew that I kind of just didn't really like people looking at me for a long period of time, or okay. I didn't really like.
I'm the same. Yeah, mine's totally cut your blinds. Exactly the same. Where. Because no one told me about it. When we're at school, no one like tells you, they teach
there's
you.
There's no
like,
lessons
this,
about this.
There's no lessons about this. And then suddenly you're like, what the hell is this feeling that I'm feeling? And you don't really want to tell anyone because no one else is talking about it. And so you were worried about how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And this will relate so many to like so many listeners, right? So, but like, was there a moment when your anxiety was itchy, like, bang, and then it's suddenly like, I had a big panic attack when I was like 22 years old, I remember. I had this big panic attack and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I felt like I was dying.
Yeah.
And then you had this like rollercoaster anxiety you have to go through.
Yeah.
And what people don't realise, as a performer, you have to go on stage the entire time and face like, how many thousands of people are you facing sometimes?
Yeah.
How many, what's your biggest like audience you've done?
100,000.
Shut up.
Yeah. In Paris the other day.
You haven't done 100,000.
Yeah. It's the biggest one ever. Yeah.
Can you even see the back of the crowd?
You can see them, but you can't see them individually.
But 100,000 people?
Yeah. So, but the weird thing is, like, I think it's the fact that they... I think it's the expectation of people, of me, which gives me anxiety. So if I meet someone, what are they expecting me to be like? That's what scares me. And then I go on stage and they expect me to sing. So it's fine because I can sing and that's what I do. So when I go on stage in front of all these people, I ain't got anxiety because I'm doing what they think they expect of me. As soon as I step off stage and someone could literally come up to me and go, thank you, and I'll just be like, ah! And
really?
Run away.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
But is it because when you're on stage you can kind of like, It's like a safety net,
bubble,
right?
Bubble.
You can do and be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but when you come off stage, you just want to go and relax.
Mm.
And you're worried that people aren't gonna think you're as like amazing and fun and things like that. So then it freaks you out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like when I'm tired, there's been times where I've been like really tired, and like even the people that were here for me today, like the makeup and hair ladies. Sometimes I'm just like, don't want to speak to them, don't want to know. Yeah. But I feel so bad. I feel so rude.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes I'm just like, but that's what scares me about it.
And also it's the worst. It's like when you get into like a taxi or like an Uber and the taxi and Uber driver starts talking to you, and all you want to do is say, thank you, please, to shut up. And, and you, but we're too nice to do it, so we sit there and keep talking to them.
Yeah.
Same with, like, when you have makeup artists and all those things around you, all you want to do is sit back and relax and not worry about anything.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, and then you feel, like, mean and things like that.
Yeah, horrible.
But then, you know, you're touring with Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been homies for ages.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, the first person that I met in the industry.
Yeah.
So I was writing songs in the studio and my manager at the time was like, oh, I just want to bring you up to meet someone. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. He's like taking me out of my space.
Yeah.
Like, really pissed off.
Don't you know that I don't like meeting people?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a panic attack?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah.
I want to stay here.
Yeah. So I was like walking upstairs. And then there's Ed Sheeran and Elton John just like vibe into Ed's music. Yeah, so Ed's playing him Elton the new music and Elton's like going like singing along to it and I was just like, hi.
So you walk in and you're like, oh, I just want to just cooch, and you walk over and there's Ed Sheeran and Elton John, I mean, come on. So did you say hi or did you go just like,
yeah, I went hi and then they were like, hey, and I was like, all right, see ya.
And then you walked on like, shit, I should have said more.
Well, that was the first time we met. And then we met again in Paris.
Yeah.
I was doing writing sessions. He was doing a show there. And then we hung out the whole night and we just became friends. And I was like, you are so banging. Like, he was so famous, but yet still a really kind human. I was just like, you're sick.
But I think that's how you probably connected, because you were just exactly the same.
Yeah.
And do you know what's so wicked, I think, about like the industry and like, because I think we live in this world now where so many people think that you have to be a certain, like, someone to make it in the movies or certain someone to make music. But in fact, it's such a like a like exciting thing that it is still just done on just being fucking talented.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Where you don't have to be an arsehole, you don't have to be this diva, you don't have to be all these kind of things. You can just be a nice person and super talented and make it.
Well, at least that's where the longevity comes in, because you can be an arsehole and you can not be that talented, but you can be famous. But that will only last for a little while, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's that people won't like you in the industry anyway, and that does affect your career. So like you have to be kind.
You have to be kind to make it work. But then what are the best advantages of doing what you do, and what are the biggest disadvantages?
The biggest advantages for me is being able to help people. Like what you say with anxiety and stuff like that. I always tweet and write posts about it and want people to know that it's not, because like you said, like when we were kids, we didn't have anyone teaching us.
Yeah, no one.
I didn't either. So like, I feel like it's my job to like open people's eyes to this stuff that's actually happened. Like, I suffer with it. I want to explain it to people. And if they feel it too, like, I have so many people that follow me that are like, oh my God, you've made me understand this or done this and this. And that's what I love about it. Like the fact that I can actually make people feel better. Or at least open their eyes.
But you can. Like, I mean, the power that you have is unbelievable. And to actually, like, think that way is so freaking sweet.
But I just don't know why you wouldn't do it if you have that power.
Because a lot of people are, like, selfish and they can't be bothered.
Yeah.
You know, they're just worried about their own time. And it's, like, rare to... And also, it normally takes, like, you know, you're 27 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it normally takes people in their lives, like something like, I don't know, like, you know, in their late 30s, 40s, to kind of like become empathetic and actually be self-aware of what's going
on. Well, I'm an empath as well. So
I'm an empath. Shut up. Dude, rock on. I'm not even kidding you. I am as well.
Are you joking?
Yeah. I love helping other people. That's exactly what I have. And I went to, so fun, I went to the psychic. I was in New York the other day.
No way.
I went to New York the other day and I went to this psychic. Have you ever done a psychic?
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
Go on, tell me.
Mine. Freaked the shit out of me.
Go on.
Okay, I'm not even kidding you. So I went to the psychic, okay, and I walked in there and I was like, this is just not going to work. And I was like, this is... And my friend told me to go to this person because I was kind of into all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to me and she was saying, like, so many things. She firstly, like, spoke about loads of weird things. I'm like, okay, that's quite weird, you know that. And then she said, oh, you have a really big problem with abandonment, don't you? And I went... Well, yeah, because my parents got divorced and things like this when I was younger.
Right.
So all of that, I was like, yeah, that is true. I was like, I do. I'm worried that friends are going to go, people are going to abandon me and things, and I freak out about it. And she said, this happened when you were like 9 years old. And I was like,
Yeah, this is how, and then she went on to say other things.
God.
And she said that, what is it called?
Empath.
Empath. That she said, I can sense you're an empath. You love helping. And I was like, yeah, when people feel anxious, any of my friends, I'm the first
you're
person
the
to
there.
Jump on board yeah. to try and help.
Yeah.
But where does that come from within us, do you think?
I don't know. I think we're overly sensitive
yeah.
to things. Like, for me, in my personal empath experience, if I see someone sad, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like, it was so weird. I'll tell you about this situation. There's this singer that I absolutely adore. She was in a session and I was walked in. I was like, oh my God, I'm so gassed that I'm meeting you. And then there was a moment where I looked over and she just looked really sad. And I actually had to go into the next room and lie down.
Because you felt it?
Because I felt
yeah, yeah.
so sad. And then after about 15 minutes, I was like, I'm just going to go back in. And then she was like really excited about something. So then as soon as I walked in, I was just like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, so yeah. Like, and almost you try and like throw your energy and
yeah.
your happiness onto them. But then the problem is that when I have this, right, when I'm in a relationship and the relationship's not so good, I take all of... the other person's issues onto my own.
Yeah.
And so because I'm so worried about them being okay. Do you do that as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah.
So you completely worry about them. So when you're yeah. in a relationship, you almost bring everything on yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
which is just like... that's
which is really bad.
Which is really
but
bad.
But this is what we have to learn about, because you can control it, but we're not going to get rid of it ever,
mm-hmm.
which is a problem. But it's yeah, also amazing.
But I think it is amazing. But then also, okay, fine, so you got the advantage of helping people, but then what are the disadvantages you have that you think? What do you really... Are you just like, I mean, this is just not cool?
The disadvantages yeah. are that you don't get to know everything in,
yeah.
in the... behind the scenes. So, like, I'm a bit of a control freak as well, and I'm always constantly worrying that someone's going to mug me off.
Really? Do you have that?
Yeah.
So you don't know that everything going on the entire time?
Well, now I've chosen not to, because basically I did, and
yeah.
I wanted to know everything because I didn't want someone to make a mistake when I could have not made it not happen, you know? Because there's so many people in the label that you just have to rely on and trust that they will do the right thing for you. But it's like, how do they know what the right thing is for me when it's me?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I had an issue with, like, being completely involved in everything, in every email conversation, everything that I just needed to know. And I was so stressed. So I was on the road, I was writing songs, but behind the scenes, I was like angry about everything. And then I basically just realized that I was feeling like that and kind of took a step back. And now I'm like letting people do their thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm like finally having fun, which is like...
I suppose when you're having fun and things like that, that's when you're making the
across,
best music
yeah.
and you're killing it, right?
People can see it. Like, it's a really recent thing, like, that this has happened. It's, like, literally been in the past 3 months, maybe, that I've actually made this change. And it's crazy how many people have emailed me or my manager saying, Amri looks the happiest we've
yeah.
seen her. But it's, like, just literally through, like, Instagram photos and stuff like that.
And yeah, and it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And, okay, and also just for the final question, because, dude, I could chat to you all
I know.
Day. I do.
I'm sad.
Can I come with you on a plane wherever
yes.
you're going, and I can go and see my Brazilian girlfriend? Honestly, I have them all around the world.
Yes.
So, and it's a bit of a cheesy one, I'm sure you asked it the entire time, but, okay, for all of, like, the people out there who are just, you know, not only having trouble, but want to make it, want to push it, want to succeed in whatever they're doing, what is the piece of advice that you would say to them?
I think it's just know what you want and before you start getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't quite know what you want, but you're really talented and you're really good at singing, someone will take you and mould you to what they think is right for you, and you just have to be that person until you rebel. But I think the happiest way you can be is if you're just like, this is what I want, this is what... Because I didn't know that at the start. When I first started writing music, I was very much like, oh, you tell me what to do, because I don't really know what I'm doing. And then it weren't until, like, later on down the line was like, oh, I can actually tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what I want in that song, and I can do that. And that was a moment for me. So I think if I had to give myself advice or someone else advice for when they first start out, is to know what you want.
Yeah.
And be ballsy, just like...
And I suppose just be you, right?
Yeah.
Just be you. Don't try and mould anything
else. If you think, how many of the biggest artists are around and who are... They're all individual.
Yeah.
There's no one that's, like, really high
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they all have... They're all their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Dude, hey, you are a rock star, a hero. the vibest chick I honestly know in this world. Anne-Marie, you're on tour. You're smashing it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you.
Listen, I will take your invitation to come with you wherever we're going next. That's super Please. Kind. And listen, hey.
And I, come karate too.
Yeah, and hey, I love you too.
I love you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.